Hello and welcome to the Should I Go See It podcast. I'm your host, Bill George. With me today, AJ Rebecca and Craig Stan. Gentlemen, hello.
Hi.
Sound a little froggy there, Bill.
Yep. Tis the season, AJ. Tis the season of getting sick. And I am on the tail end of a week-long cold. Yeah. So I apologize for the way I sound. But we're here.
We are. Merry Christmas, boys.
Ho, ho, ho. It's Christmas.
So, AJ, today is a special episode. Didn't do our normal intro and rundown and all that because instead we spent some time with Chris and Randy of the Media Lit podcast to do a draft of our favorite Christmas movies.
Wow. We sure did. Had a hell of a time with the boys. It's got a little violent in there, so we'll see kind of what happens. But
yeah,
Merry Christmas. Holy shit.
We will also ask that the listeners of this podcast, who are also followers on Instagram, and if you're not, you could go give us a follow at Should I Go See It, toss a vote in on who do you think had the strongest draft.
Yes, we are going to post the draft classes, and you can select who you think did the best, and I'm sure they will do the same over at Media Lit. Make sure to follow them as well.
Spoiler, the guy who starts watching Christmas movies in October 1, so you can just give me the votes right now.
All right. We'll see what the voters say. But let's throw it over to our draft with Chris and Randy from Media Lit.
Hello and welcome to the Should I Go See It and Media Lit Holiday Extravaganza crossover event. My name is Craig Stanton. You may know me as the super producer of the Should I Go See It podcast. And I have the pleasure today of being joined by the full squad of hosts of both the Should I Go See It podcast and the Media Lit podcast. Fellas, how are you? I'll introduce you by name just so the audiences know who you are. First, we have AJ Rebecca from the Should I Go See It podcast. Hello, AJ.
Gentlemen, eat shit. Thank you.
Next, we have Bill George, also from the Should I Go See It podcast.
Hello. Hello. Glad to be here.
Wearing a sleeveless Christmas sweater, we have from the Media Lit podcast, Chris Ingersoll. Hello, Chris.
Ho, 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 and good evening, folks. Glad to be
here. Hello there. And last but not least, also from the Media Lit podcast, we have Randy Elaine. Hello, Randy.
Good to see you. AJ says eat shit, but I say welcome to our podcast family.
Okay, now you make me look high road. Just a loser. All right.
Wow. You have been high roaded. Well, on today's crossover holiday extravaganza, we are going to be doing a draft. This is a Christmas movie draft. The rules and parameters of which I will elucidate in due course. But what I will say right at the very top is it is a Christmas movie draft. That is a draft of Christmas movies that all four of these fine gentlemen will pick from the great wide world of cinema with really no restrictions whatsoever. And we will put the results of this draft out to our respective audiences on Instagram and have a little vote on who had the best draft of them all. So that's today's game. Gentlemen, would you like to jump in and I can get us straight on the rules and then we can get to drafting.
Sounds good.
Let's go for it.
Let's fucking do it. All right, so here are the draft rules. First of all, the draft order will be determined by the game host, which is me, Craig. My methodology will be extremely fair, reasonable, and most importantly, not up for debate. After that draft order is set, a standard snake draft will follow. For those who are not familiar with the straight snake draft, that means you draft 1 through 4, and then 4 through 1, and then 1 through 4, and then 4 through 1, and over again until it's done. There will be 5 rounds of this draft. So each host here will have a list of 5 movies that they think are the best 5 movies. And that's all. Like I said earlier, lists will be published and judged by audiences, and there are no rules on what can be drafted, but judgment criteria, again, is best Christmas top 5. So if you want to draft fucking Mars Attacks or A Bug's Life or something, that's on you, but the audience is judging your list based on best Christmas movie list.
Okay.
There will be 2 minutes between picks, And when you hear this sound,
ooh,
that means it's time to pick. Something I noticed today about the NFL draft chime is that it is extremely Christmassy. Mm. Did anybody like get that?
Yeah, it's got a Glockenspiel vibe.
It's got a twinkle to it.
It's very like Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yeah. It's very nice. It's very appropriate.
Context is everything.
It really is.
It is. True.
It really is.
It sure is.
So within those 2 minutes, you can explain and justify your pick. Any commentary from other hosts is welcome during this time, but we will try our best to keep it to 2 minutes per pick.
Okay.
Does anybody on our panel have any questions about any of that so far?
I do. I feel like, great job, Craig. I feel as though while the banter is allowed during the pick, I feel like the first 15 or 30 seconds after the pick is announced should be reserved for only the picker to speak, and then the rest of the gang can chime in.
I think that's a great idea, AJ.
Fair.
And that's coming from me, who I will do everything in my power just to crush everyone while they're making their suggestions, but I feel like that's a fair way to do it.
I think that's a good thing to say. I think that's a good rule to implement, even though you will likely be
the first one to break it. Yep, got it. Okay.
Okay, so that's our draft rules, but there is a twist, folks. So let me tell you about this twist. Much like in the movie Home Alone, where 8-year-old Kevin McAllister sets elaborate booby traps to defend his family's home from thieves, I, 34-year-old Craig Stanton, have booby-trapped the draft board. That's right. 15 of tonight's picks have been wired with booby traps, inspired by the goofs, spoofs, traps, and mishaps experienced by the Wet Bandits. If you're wondering why 15, it's because there are 15 things that happened to the Wet Bandits throughout the movie. I rewatched and took notes.
Wow.
So what happens when you pick a booby-trapped movie? If you pick a booby-trapped movie, it goes back on the board and is pickable moving forward, even by the same host who picked it originally, just not immediately in the round, or else the booby trap would mean nothing. And the host will be given an extra 30 seconds on the clock and must pick another film. So you pick a booby trap. That means you cannot use that pick for that movie. You get the opportunity to pick another movie. You're not going to end up with 4 movies while everybody else has 5 just because you got the booby trap. And it is also possible to pick multiple booby-trapped picks in a row, as the traps have all been set ahead of time. In this unfortunate case, the host will simply have to keep picking until a non-trapped movie has been selected.
Wow. Can I ask a point of clarification, Craig?
Yes, no. Please go ahead.
When am I finding out it's booby-trapped? As soon as I say the title?
Oh, as soon as you say it. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I won't let you flap around and...
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
It's
okay,
funny how you said chime and then your fucking diabetes alert went off.
Hopefully. Hold on, I gotta go stash this away somewhere.
Yeah. Do you need like a Necco wafer or like a fucking Twizzler?
Talk amongst
right now?
Yourselves.
Christ.
My God.
Necco wafer. My goodness.
This guy
can't even do anything normal.
All right. Good news. I'm back.
Okay.
Okay. So for our icebreaker.
Yeah.
And let's make this quick. I would like to know, and let's start with AJ, what was your favorite Christmas present growing up?
Oh, my goodness. I got in one full package was a television for my room, a PlayStation 1, and then Twisted Metal, Road Rash, and Jet Moto. And wow. I don't think I showered or brushed my teeth or left my room for probably the entire Christmas vacation.
Okay, so you got a TV, a PlayStation, and video games.
Yep.
If you had to just pick just which one of those 3 things do you feel like was the most impactful of those 3?
Twisted Metal.
Okay. Twisted Metal. Fantastic. What about you, Bill?
Mine's actually going to be similar. My Nintendo 64 was easily, and it's not even close, the biggest Christmas gift I ever got, especially because it's all I wanted. My mom knew it was all I wanted, and she hid it. So I opened everything, didn't get it, thought I was devastated. And then she was like, oh, no, it's over there. I think there's something under that chair. And then I find the N64, and it was just mind blower.
Phenomenal. How about you, Chris?
I love video games. I remember getting my PS1, but that's not my favorite Christmas gift of all time. Like you guys, I'm like a child of the late 80s, early 90s, grew up loving anything having to do with ninjas. Man, I got karate lessons for Christmas one time. Like, I opened up like the gi and the pants and like the white belt. That's and cool. I just like, I couldn't believe that I was actually going to turn my body into a weapon. I didn't get much past the yellow belt, but I was pretty stoked. Like three ninjas, surf ninjas, yep. You name it, I was in. So that was the best.
Wonderful. And Randy?
I've got lots of video game memories. Ocarina of Time comes to mind. But I've got to go with, I honestly don't remember the year, but I got one of the Tim Burton Batmobiles to go with like the Batman action figures. And it was the top toy, like jingle all the way style. And somehow Santa got it to me.
Wow. We love that.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have Randy got the Batmobile, Chris got karate lessons, Bill got an N64, and AJ got Twisted Metal. That, folks, is our draft order because we are going alphabetically by favorite Christmas gift. There was a hint when I was doing the intros because the intros were also done alphabetically, which is why we did the AJ, BG, Chris, Randy order. So we are going alphabetical by favorite Christmas gift. And that means Randy, Chris, BG, and AJ is our draft order.
Okay. Fuck yeah. Wow, okay. I got the fourth pick. Eat my ass, boys.
When you said Ocarina of Time, Randy, I was like, yes, yes, do it. Followed up by Batmobile. All right. Without further ado, Randy, you are our number one overall pick.
Wow.
I suppose the pick is in.
You know, if you want to get to know somebody, do a media-inspired podcast draft with them. I don't really know you, Craig, so I've been trying to figure out, like, where the hell is he going to put these booby traps? Are they going to be random? Has he thought this through? There's one movie that I suspect will go first, and I also suspect that it could be booby-trapped. So I am going to leave that one on the board in hopes that the strategy pays off for me a little bit down the line. I could be picking another booby-trapped movie because this is another biggie. But I've got to follow my heart. I've got to go with the one that gives me the Christmas feelings more than anything else. And right off the top, I've got to go straight for The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yep.
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh!
I am so sorry, my friend, but there is a tarantula crawling on your face. You are extremely unhappy about it, and that pick has been booby-trapped. Pick again, please.
I just need to know, is that tarantula selling off Scrooge's old clothing and bed sheets?
Nice. Way to tie it into the pick.
Really nicely done.
All right. At the risk of setting off every booby trap in the game, I'm going to have to go ahead and take a shot at National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, unfortunately, also booby-trapped.
Amazing. All
right, 2 out of 15 already.
I'm realizing now 15 might have been a little aggressive far as amount of... traps, but you know, we'll see what happens here.
Yeah,
but you just reached for a doorknob and you burned the fucking shit out of your hands.
Ouch.
All right, I'm not gonna lie, you've thrown me. I'm sensing a pattern. I'm like, oh, I reveal my entire draft board by continuing to go through my true top five, or do just throw it down the list in hopes just to get that something is still waiting for me later on? So let's see, I've missed the first two, so I think I've got to jump down that list a little bit and see if I can. But I don't want to miss out on one of the biggies either. This is a rough one. All right, you know what? We'll take another risk. This was so obvious that it almost has to be booby-trapped. But maybe that's the one reason it wouldn't make the list. I'm going to go with Home Alone.
Home Alone is also booby-trapped.
Bro.
That first round pick turns out to be not so attractive because as you go to make that pick, a burning hot iron has fallen on your face and you've been severely burned.
Oh, I like the iron.
I was in this for this blood, but like I feel really bad for Randy.
Awful. This is awful.
All right. I'm going wild card here. This is something that was down my list. We'll see if anyone wants to debate me for whether or not it counts. But I'm going to go with my favorite holiday television film of all time. And I'm going all the way back to 1986 for a Muppet Family Christmas. Don't slip on the icy patch.
Yep. There you go, bud.
A Muppet Family Christmas is all yours to take. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank God. Woo. Amazing.
We got there, folks.
Hell of a pick, man.
In a traditional draft, I was hoping I might get away with picking that one further down the line. And I was like, you know what? I'm beaten. I'm bruised. I'm wow. hopping into my pizza car, trying to get away. Why not take the movie that was truly in my heart, my number one the whole time?
Love that.
Good one.
If you want to look me up on thepopbreak.com, I wrote an article last year about why that is the greatest television special of all time. So I'm very honored to have it. If you've never seen it, check it out. Watch the Sesame Street gang crash the Muppets party. Watch a turkey try to convince the Swedish chef to cook Big Bird for dinner. It's a win all around.
That's a good one.
Hell of a pick.
Thank you. Thank you.
10 out of 10. All right, Chris, the pick is in. Here's your sounder.
It's not lost on me that those picks that Randy just exposed the booby traps on are right there and waiting for me.
Mm-hmm. He cleared a lot of good stuff.
He cleared a lot of good stuff. I can't do that to my co-host, to my good friend Randy.
I mean, someone's going to do it, dude, Chris. Geez. Someone's going to do it if you don't.
Get the violin. It's not gonna
be you might me. As well feast.
No. Because when I signed on this call, I said I was going to balance trying to win the draft and picking with my heart. And for my first pick overall, I can't go competition first. I got to lead with the heart. And so it's Batman Returns. I don't understand.
Wow.
Okay.
How that could not be in everybody's top five. Batman Returns, Michelle Pfeiffer, Danny DeVito, Michael Keaton, Chris Walken. I don't whiz bad.
We love it.
Hell of a pick. Bill gave me shit last year because he said, or 2 years ago, he said it wasn't a Christmas movie.
I don't love the non-Christmas movie, Christmas movie debates with Returns and Die Hard and all this nonsense, but so
it opens with Christopher Walken giving out Christmas gifts. There's a massive, giant Christmas tree. Like, it couldn't be more centered.
The penguin was born on Christmas, given away by his parents, and comes full circle when he terrorizes Gotham during Christmas.
It's not about setting. It's about theme. There's more to a Christmas movie than that. We don't need to relitigate this. We don't really. It's your choice. And
mistletoe. It's deadly if you eat it. Deadly or if you mean it. It's all there.
Sure.
Yeah, that mistletoe line alone pushes it over the edge.
Okay.
Looks like you're lobbing out, Bill.
Well,
I'll take it.
It is Bill's time in the spotlight anyway, so get your salty ass up to the podium there,
thank you,
William.
I don't really like that many Christmas movies, I'm going to be honest. So there was really only one that I needed to have on my list to be complete. And Randy cleared the trap for me. So I'm taking Home Alone with my number one pick.
All right.
It is the be-all, end-all. It's the only holiday movie I actually enjoy as a movie. It's funny. Mm. It's sweet. It's perfect. We watch it every Christmas Eve as a family. The Georges love Home Alone. And gotta take it, my number one.
Love that.
I mean, how can you argue with that?
Can't.
Well, I mean, what a great pick.
Oh, poor Randy.
I'm getting scammed by a kindergartner.
I assume that nobody has any qualms here. Do we want to?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a given.
Bill, do you want to? Do you want to forfeit your remaining time and we can kick it to AJ?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Let's keep moving. Yeah. 100%.
Andrew, you're on the clock.
The 2024 Christmas Draft. AJ Rebecca picks National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No trap. No trap there. It was cleared by Randy. He did us all a great service. Make your case.
It's one of the
funniest movies of all time. Mm-hmm. Chevy Chase in his prime. So many one-liners has become now a part of the cultural zeitgeist, as Bill will say. It is just a truly incredible movie, and I think everything that Chevy Chase did afterwards was basically downhill from there. So he peaked.
Okay. I'm rattled you didn't pick Muppet. I mean, you have a snake, so you might get it next, but I feel like that was going to be your number one.
Craig, put the chime in, please.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
I honestly forgot about the
With a 2024 Christmas wrap, my round two pick will be one of my favorite movies of all time, which is The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Ugh. Dang.
Whew.
Dang.
Knew it. Knew Sorry, it. Boys. I just put a nail in the coffin of the draft.
I regret not picking it when I could have. It would have been safer with me than with you. I'm disappointed in myself.
Chris, I was shook. You didn't.
I'm actually like, I'm shaking that you didn't pick that because you can't just leave a Muppet Christmas. As now I know that you guys are as big as Muppet fans as I am. You can't just leave that on the table.
It's true. I got to believe the thumbnail with Catwoman and Penguin is going to do its job for me.
I hope so. But Michael Caine acting that entire movie as serious as a car crash is just one of the pinnacles of that film. But we all know it. We all love it. We are all big Muppet fans. And it is truly just an institutional classic from the moment it came out in theaters to this day. I still watch it multiple times a season.
The songs are perfect. The optimism, the belief in humanity.
Yep.
Nothing makes me feel better about being alive.
Yes.
Can I admit something?
You've never seen it.
The Icy Patch thing, I thought that was the Muppet Christmas Carol. So when you said Icy Patch, I was like, oh, that's that. And now I realize they're different things. So I learned something.
Both classics.
Truly.
Bill George, you're on the clock.
All right. I'm going to go with How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the 1966 animated version of the Grinch.
Okay.
Craig, am I good? Am I good there, Craig?
You're clear. Yeah, you'd know it if it was trapped.
Okay, so this, to me, is the definitive Grinch. It's got amazing narration, great writing, great music. It's an all-time classic. There's nothing to say about it that hasn't been said. That's when I think Grinch, I think that.
It was the film that defined his green color. Did you know that?
I did not.
The book, he's black and white. The only color in the book is red.
Oh.
And they needed it to pop on TV, so they made him green.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, history lesson. Perfect choice.
Yeah. This, to me, is my Grinch. And when people think that Jim Carrey's Grinch is their Grinch, it drives me nuts. So I gotta. I need to be very specific when we post our lists that this is the one I'm referencing.
At least we can all agree that it's not Benedict Cumberbatch.
I never even saw that one.
Benedict Cumberbatch is better than the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Anything's better than the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Yeah,
I would argue.
Yeah, the Cumbie version, it is totally serviceable. I had fun with my kids, but not as good as the original by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay. Wait, Chris, you think the Jim Carrey Grinch is a supreme Grinch?
I cannot believe the hate, the shade on the Jim Carrey Grinch right now.
The Jim Carrey Grinch, I've said this before, I'm on record as saying this. The Jim Carrey, Ron Howard, How the Grinch Stole Christmas is the cinematic equivalent of a war crime. And I stand by that.
I would
As you two laugh, the rest of our audience rolls their eyes because they've heard him say that
All right, Grandpa, go back to bed.
Oh, I hate it so much. I hate it.
Oh, Holiday Hoobie Wuddy. I'm sorry. It will forever make me laugh. There was also an excellent licensed game for the PS1 that they dropped with that one.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't Jesus know that either. Chris.
There's a wealth of information.
Useless,
including,
but it's there.
Oh, here we go.
The third pick of the second round goes to Chris.
Third pick of the second round. I've had some things taken away from me already. There's a clear pick right here, and it's Home Alone 2. Home Alone 1 was booby-trapped. I can't believe Home Alone 2 would also be booby-trapped. Craig, tell me I'm safe.
You'd hear the sound if it was trapped.
The Wet Bandits have evolved. They're now sticky. We're in New York City, which is also sticky and smelly and beautiful at Christmas time. So not only does this movie bring back Kevin and the whole family for all the hijinks again, but it puts you in one of the most iconic Christmas settings you could ask for a film. New York City and Central Park. Shout out to Pigeon Lady. That I think the first one is the definitive. Like, I think it's the one I would turn to first season after season. But I'm never certain which is actually my favorite of the two, which is saying a lot for a sequel, especially at the time.
Wow.
AJ, you with me? Number two?
Yeah, I have always thought that two is stronger than one. One is classic, but two does a thing where it's able to repeat the exact same concept and do it almost as good as a first, which in my mind makes it better than the first.
Oh, wow.
It ramps up the Christmas magic with Duncan's toy chest and the gifts and the hotel at the end. All the Christmas magic is ramped up. I think that the neighborhood curmudgeon person who was Marley in the first film and his Pigeon Lady in the second, like, that was just as good, if not upgraded. Mm. You do miss John Candy. I will say that. The second does not have John Candy.
Yeah, he's got a great role in that first one.
Listen, I don't hate Home Alone 2, but there's nothing that hits me in the feels the way, you know, Kevin's relationship with his mom in the original hits me. And like, the repeats of the gags don't work as well. When Snakes comes back, you've got a good quotable one-liner or two in there, but I don't know.
I'm with you, Randy.
Hope I might get something I love, so we'll see.
No, I'm with you 100%, Randy.
We will see, Randy. You're up.
All right. Well, I find myself in the position where I cleared the way for everyone, but now the shitter's full again.
Nice.
A la National Lampoon. But I am picking on the turn, so if I hit a booby trap, I'll be able to get it in my next round. Correct?
That is correct.
Nice. Yep.
All right. So we'll see. So I'm at this point, I'm thinking about my draft board. I love Muppet Family Christmas. The real ones are going to see that and know that they've got something special in me, that there is some hope. But I've got to try and get like a heavy hitter, a crowd pleaser. It's not actually the next movie on my list in terms of my personal favorites, but I missed out on all sorts of top tier movies. I don't know if it's even possible to catch AJ at this point after he got National Lampoon and Muppet Christmas Carol. So I think the biggest mass appeal fun film left on here that's going to hit everyone, I'm going to go with Elf.
Nice.
It's a popular
good
one.
Pick.
Very
popular
quotable.
Movie.
Not booby-trapped?
Okay.
No, Randy needed that one bad. He needed that one bad. Yeah. Wow, dude. What a gift. What
the
a
Christmas
miracle.
Christmas spirits were with
it
him on that
true
one.
Christmas
Holy
miracle.
Holy shit.
I was actually hoping that it would be booby-trapped because now I'm going to find myself on the turn. Probably losing out on another good one, but we'll find out, won't we?
Do we want to have any discussion of Elf, or are we ready to just move on to the next
one? I think everybody, yeah, a lot of nods on that one.
World's best cup of coffee.
My parents enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. My kids love it. It's enduring through the ages.
Yep.
I don't know what to do, but like go big or go home here. So I've just got to go for another heavy hitter. I deeply suspect that it is going to be booby trapped,
oh, no.
but I don't know. I don't like the alternative is just to leave it up there and hope, but I have to go through quite a few rounds of people for it to get back to me anyway. So I'm going to go with the most famously debatable Christmas movie, which is 1,000,000% a Christmas movie in my book, and I'm gonna go with Die Hard.
You have attempted to climb the stairs to get to that pick, and unfortunately your feet were stuck on tar.
Ooh,
yikes.
All right, let's see where do I want to go from here. It's actually getting pretty grim. I'm getting pretty deep down on my list here. All right. I think I'm going to... This is rough, man. All right. I missed out on my Muppet Christmas Carol, which is the definitive version of the Christmas Carol. But I need some Christmas Carol representation on my list. So I'm going to take a shot at the Bill Murray vehicle Scrooged.
Good pick. That's on my board for sure.
Good pick.
Good pick. You know, for all the booby traps, coming away with Scrooged and Elf is pretty good.
Not bad.
Not too shabby.
And I was considering Scrooge for literally my next pick. So that's a good get.
Whew. We're all going to be quietly feeling bad for Randy while he builds the best draft board. No one will notice.
Hey, fingers crossed. No, I mean, it's just it's Bill Murray at the height of Bill Murray. It's fun. It's got an edge to it, but still plenty of heart. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, I feel like the Christmas Carol story is a little bit played, and I think having him bring his wit to it, as well as like some haunting imagery. I remember some stuff in there freaking me out when I was younger.
Yeah.
I always loved it. I always thought Murray was great.
Chris, you are up.
Randy, I thought you were going to steal this from me. I'm glad you didn't, knowing what it means to me. I'm concerned it could be booby-trapped. I'm still trying to get a read on Craig's vision for that. Let's go with Tim Allen's The Santa Claus from 1994.
Yeah, no. I regret to inform you that you have been shot in the testicles with a VB gun.
What a way to enter the game.
Dang.
It's a real Oregon Trail reading there.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Booby trap so far. I think I've taken it the worst. I'm disappointed to hear that, but we're going to move on. You know what? I'm going to go in a totally separate direction. I think my board needs, to Randy's point, a heavy hitter, something that is going to have some mass appeal and to play for the wide audience here. Mm-hmm. Batman was very much a niche audience. Couldn't be more charming. Give me The Holiday.
Mm.
Kate Winslet, Jude Law. Have either of them ever been more adorable? I don't think they have. Jack Black also bringing a rare kind of warmth you don't always get from his characters, right? Mm. I think a lot of folks will debate that Love Actually is the superior sort of ensemble, multi-storyline Christmas film. I enjoy the watch of The Holiday more year over year.
Chris, buddy, I couldn't have said it better myself.
AJ, I like you, man.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. I actually do agree that The Holiday is better than Love Actually. And it's a movie that I watch year round, not just the holidays. So hell of a pick.
It's another one I have not seen.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
I don't really like holiday movies. I don't seek them out. I'm sorry.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever,
I'll get there.
You're up, Beej.
All right. This is going to be hopefully broad appeal and a sentimental pick, but also probably booby traps. But I'm going to wade into those waters. I'm going to go with Frank Capra's classic from 1946, It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm sorry, my friend. You have slipped on some icy steps, and you have probably ruptured a disc in your back.
Great. Knew that was coming. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. So my backup is I'm going to go from old to new. I'm going to go to an instant classic from 2023.
Oh, wow.
The Holdovers.
Wow. I knew you were going to do that.
New England setting, light snowfall, isolation, being in a school on break, Paul Giamatti's performance, the writing. It's phenomenal. Speaks to what I look for in a holiday movie in terms of key human elements, forgiveness, acceptance, understanding. Like, that's what makes a holiday movie and why Die Hard's not one. Anyway, so The Holdovers is my pick.
Haven't seen it, but I always take your word for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. AJ, was this on your board?
Yeah, I had it in the third round. Yeah, so you're on par with what I had it. Yeah.
Yep.
Solid pick. And fun fact, some of those interiors were shot just about 15 minutes down the road from me at Fairhaven High School in Massachusetts. So That's really neat.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, very cool old high school. It looks like a castle from the outside. It's a pretty cool place.
Dope. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We love it. We love it.
I yield the rest of my time.
AJ, close out the third round for
us. Yeah, I'm gonna pick up all the scraps that were left behind. I'm gonna go with the Tim Allen classic, The Santa Claus, for my third round pick.
I knew as soon as that got cleared of that booby trap, it was going AJ.
I like you less, AJ.
Sorry. Tim Allen, Judge Reinhold. The peak of Tim Allen right there. Home Improvement, The Santa Claus, like the everyman, blue-collar dad type. He just does it so well. His humor, the sight gags, everything about it. It is just a great goddamn Christmas movie.
Okay.
Sorry, boys.
Indisputable.
Got to do it.
I know you love it. I knew it was coming.
AJ, you've got the wraparound pick. Do you want to just roll it over?
Yeah, I mean, Bill tried to pick it with Jimmy Stewart in 1946, but I'm going to pick It's a Wonderful Life in the fourth round, which ultimately, boys, puts the final nail in this draft casket. Sorry, I'm not sorry, but there's a reason why I wanted fourth, and I was praying that I got it. Because the booby traps have been cleared each and every round that I've been a part of. So thank you.
No, it's a good pick. It's a classic. A little schmaltzy, but I mean, and also one other note on that, the scene where the guy beats the kid in the ear, it's unwatchable. It's so brutal. It's a great pick.
It is a great movie, but my favorite moment to make fun of is like the final straw, the thing that like pushes George Bailey back to wanting to live, is like he has to make sure his wife does not become a librarian.
Only in 1946.
People are afraid to talk about it, but it's
important. I'm sorry, George. She's an old maid.
All right. So Randy has A Muppet Family Christmas, Elf, and Scrooged. Chris has Batman Returns, Home Alone 2, and The Holiday. BG has Home Alone Original Recipe, The Grinch Original Recipe, 1967 animated version, and The Holdovers. And AJ has National Lampoon's A Christmas Vacation, Muppet Christmas Carol, The Santa Claus, and It's a Wonderful Life. He's the only person that's picked four picks, though.
Mm-hmm. All right.
AJ's got a strong board going. I won't lie.
It's, I mean, he could pick Mars Attacks with the last pick and fuck the whole thing up. You don't know. He's a wild card. Back to you, William.
Okay, this is going to be a little bit of a, smaller pick. And I know we'll be booby-trapped, but this is from the heart as well. I'm going with 1986, Jim Henson's The Christmas Toy.
Yes!
Nice.
I grew up on this TV movie. It's basically Toy Story before Toy Story, where the toys come alive at night when no one's looking. And one of them fears replacement from a new shiny action figure that's waiting for their owner under the tree. And there's musical numbers in it. I mean, I haven't seen it in literally decades, but it was a staple in our home as a child. And I always think of it when I think of holiday movies.
Dude, nobody ever knows that movie when I bring it up, but I love that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly the plot of Toy Story. The tiger does not want to be replaced by Meteora, the cool action figure. Yep. And Muppet Family Christmas and The Christmas Toy share the same original song, Together at Christmas.
Oh, did not know that.
So there you go.
So yeah, Christmas Toy. Nice try booby trapping that one, Craig.
You did.
Craig's never heard of it.
I yield my time.
All right, then, Chris, it's back to you, bud.
Okay. I think this pick, I'm hoping it's not booby trapped. It's like right down the middle of should play well with the big audience. Mm-hmm. Also means a ton to me personally. One of our animated classics from back in the day, originally a TV special, Give Me Santa Claus is Coming to Town, where we meet a young, beardless, redheaded Kris Kringle. He grows his first ever big red beard in that film. Perhaps something I like about it. You get the Winter Warlock. You get the Burgermeister Meisterburger. Few things are more iconic to me than him playing with a yo-yo and watching like that angry animated man turn into a small child in the face of a yo-yo. That to me is the magic of Christmas.
And let us not forget the acid trip sequence. I'm not sure what's going on in that song, but you get like the full psychedelic colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen this one.
If you need to learn to walk, it'll teach you to put one foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It'll fill you with all kinds of hope for the future. And you'll see kind of like, it's like Santa's origin story. You see him as an adopted child of the Kringle elves. He learns to make toys. He's just a humble guy. And he's trying to brighten this very, very sad Eastern European town.
Okay.
Wait, you've really never seen like the claymation, woodmation Santa Claus Coming to Town?
Nope. I mean, I've seen the Rudolph one. I've seen the Misfit Toys one, which is probably the Rudolph one. But I don't think I've seen that one.
With the Winter Miser or Cold Miser and his best friend's like a weird penguin. No.
Wait a minute.
Am I confusing
flag
something?
Flag on the field. Flag on the field.
Heat Miser, Chris, and Snow Miser, different film. I'm not going to say the name of it because it might be a future pick. I've
seen the Miser ones.
This has the Winter Warlock. It does have
Winter Warlock. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
There is a Best Friend Penguin.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've crossed my wires. All right.
Okay.
There is, though, a Best Friend Penguin. That's important.
That is
to know.
Key distinction.
All right. We are back all the way around to Randy.
All right. I'm feeling so much better this time around because I've got one movie I want that stuck around for me. So I know I've got that in my back pocket if I decide I want to keep it. And my next pick, I would love to have it, but I think I can emotionally survive if it's booby-trapped. I've got some other good picks I feel great about. But we're going to go for You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, Kid, A Christmas Story.
Got to be booby-trapped. Yeah.
This poor guy.
You have unfortunately tripped on some tripwire on your way to that pick, my friend.
I had a feeling. Let's see. These are really my last two picks, so I've really got to make these count.
Craig is single-handedly setting back, should I go see Immediate Lit Relations, years with this draft.
Well, I'll say the two like really like heavy hitters that I did not trap that I assumed would get picked, Elf and Scrooge, you got them both with no like in the, like nobody cleared that for you. You just nailed both of those. So bravo for that. Let's see if you can follow it up.
No, my biggest issue right now is like, do I go with another personal favorite? Or do I try to get another crowd pleaser? That is rough stuff. All right. I'm looking at my draft board. You know what? If all that comes of this is I get to sing the praises of another incredible film, all right, I know what I'm going to go with. This is a movie that, in my personal opinion, features the greatest movie Santa Claus of all time. It's, you know, on paper, arguably not the best of the movies, but it's the best Santa Claus in a Christmas movie. I probably watched this just as much as all the other classics when I was a kid. So I've got to follow my heart. I've got to try to get into my draft one of my favorite holiday movies of all time, a movie that the Santa Claus owes a huge debt to as well. If you ever watch these movies back to back, it is a little film called Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yes. Classic.
Interesting pull.
I mean, Santa Claus in this film is the same actor who voices the Sultan in Aladdin. He is loving, he is adorable, and he is picking his replacement. No one gets pushed off a roof. He's actually trying to handpick a perfect new Santa Claus. It's not Ernest, thankfully, for everyone, but he does help along the way. Yeah, Ernest Saves Christmas. I feel great about it.
I think that's the kind of pick that like really tickles the people who love that movie when they see it on your board, right? It's the kind of movie people want to think other people know about, other people care about. Might be a sneaky winner for you.
Hey, we'll see. has anyone seen this movie besides me? In my mind, it's incredible.
I don't think I've seen it in 20 plus years.
I mean, I've seen Ernest movies. I don't recall that one specifically.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to have the palette for an Ernest movie. Right. They're understandably not for everyone for great reasons, but they're for me.
And with that, right on time, let's roll into the first pick of the last round. Randy, you can go right ahead, my friend.
All right. Well, I could go. I've got a couple picks I tried to grab earlier that are available right now. I just want to take a quick look at that draft board. I've got my Muppet Family Christmas sentimentality. I've got some Ernest Saves Christmas sentimentality. But the one I think I'm going to have the most fun picturing on a graphic next to my name with all of my picks. And just to round out all of my quirky weirdness with Ernest Saves Christmas, I'm going to go with Die Hard to fill out that list. I'm happy to be on that side of the debate. I'm happy to represent it. I just did a rewatch last week and forgot how fun the movie was. Like, I knew I loved it, and it was even more fun than I remembered it being. So, yeah, Die Hard for me to round out the board.
Cleared your own booby trap and got it back.
Yippee-ki-yay.
We love it. We love a redemption story.
Oh, yeah. After all the pain you suffered at the hands of those booby traps, I'm glad you could at least get a pick you want.
I mean, if I could have grabbed A Christmas Story and Die Hard, that would have been pretty awesome. But I love where I landed.
Okay. Nice. Not a Christmas movie, but sure.
Bill,
what the fuck?
Chris, over to you.
Yeah, guys, I find myself with an embarrassment of riches here. I've got 8 movies on my my very small list that I made for this draft. I've got 8 movies left to pick from here with my last pick. And I don't think most of them are booby-trapped, I got to be honest. There are 2 real modern Christmas movies that I consider instant classics that I'm not going to pick. There's one out there, old school, iconic, everybody sees and is going to love classic that I should pick.
Mm.
But there's another one that's more of an our generation. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. But if you've seen it, you probably love it. Yeah, I think I want it on my board just in case there's anybody who's tickled to see it. Give me Arnold Schwarzenegger's Jingle All the Way.
Mm.
Jake sure. Lloyd, who would go on to play Anakin Skywalker in A Phantom Menace, is the little boy. You've got Sinbad here as the nemesis to Arnold's harried, too busy to get the right gift for Christmas father, who's on a last-ditch mission to get Turbo Man for his boy. This was before we had proper superhero movies, and seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger on screen in the Turbo Man costume made you believe that we could have live-action superheroes that looked okay. Give me Jingle All the Way.
Great pick.
That's a classic, no doubt.
I actually had that going in possibly the 3rd round, so I think you got it at a steal. And the
a little bit of a discount there.
Yeah.
Steal at number 5.
Yeah, steal at 5th. Hell of a pick. Right.
Thank you.
BG.
This is tough. This is tough because I have a handful left that I could pick, but I don't really love any of them.
Cool.
There's
you don't
one,
like any of these movies, to be honest.
Let's... I don't. There's one that I really want to pick. And
is it Red One?
It'll tank my board, but I want to pick it because I like it. But I'll try to, now that I have a decent looking board, I feel like I should try to actually make a decent board. So if what I pick is booby trapped, I'm going with the wild card. But I'll shoot for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Rankin Bass one. No booby?
No booby.
No booby.
What?
Okay. I kind of thought I did, but now I'm looking at my list and it's
Holy
not there.
Holy shit.
No I almost wish it was. No I booby. Wish it was so I could pick something else that's crazier. But now I actually have a decent list I feel good about. So I'm gonna this is purely for the votes.
Beautiful.
I love how Bill takes his time to insult the audience.
If this was movie trapped, my last pick that I was going to sneak in there was The Hebrew Hammer, which I know is a Hanukkah movie, but it's just one of my favorite holiday movies, and I wanted to put it in there so bad because it's so funny. Mm-hmm. But we'll go with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, it's a classic. Misfit Toys, Island, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Sure, let's do it.
Con Cornelius.
Yeah, it's the one.
All right, with the last pick of the Holiday Extravaganza Christmas Movie Draft, AJ.
This is going to be a tough one, boys. I still have 2 movies that I thought were going to go in the 2nd round. Mm-hmm. I still have 6 movies I thought were going to go in the 3rd round. So I'm kind of stuck right now in figuring out what to do. Do I do a fan favorite? Do I do a wide net, or do I do something that's really near and dear to me?
Are we going to take a second after the draft's complete to rattle off a couple of the things that we
100%
almost picked? Okay,
honorable mentions. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Just to get your brains working on this, I want your, if you could only have 1 of your 5, and then any honorable mentions that you might have.
Okay, got it.
This is probably booby trapped, but I need to say it just to make sure. But the 1965 Coca-Cola issued classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm sorry, AJ. Your immaculate hairline has been destroyed by a blowtorch.
That's fine.
Terrifying.
Poor Vince Guaraldi. Okay. Shit, I really wanted to do one more nostalgic. I could do Love Actually to make sure that I have all bases covered. I have a classic. I have a rom-com. I have a comedy. I have a family movie. I'm gonna pick Love Actually as my final pick. Fucking asshole.
Ooh, wow.
And right after taking the blowtorch, you now have a full can of paint just right to the face. All of AJ's injuries coming neck up.
Ouch.
All right. Then you know what? I'm going to throw a fucking wrench in this one. I'm surprised this was not picked. 1993. Stop motion. One of the craziest, to this day, I'm still uneasy watching it as a full-grown man, but The Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right. Oh.
Yeah, 15 a little high on the amount of booby traps. 5 probably would have sufficed.
Well, the draft ends as it began with just fucking stepping on rakes like Sideshow Bob.
Perfect.
Fuck.
Clearing the board for no one at all because the draft is over after this.
I really want...
Wait, what was the booby? What happened to him?
Oh, I just deleted it. I think it was, you were covered in glue and then someone put feathers in front of him.
Of course. Yeah. It's a classic.
Sure. Fuck, I really want
this is how he takes Mars Attacks. This is how he ends up
something animated or ridiculous. Do I go Gremlins? Do I go Klaus? Do I go Bad Santa? There's a lot of options.
Krampus.
You know what? I'm gonna do one more classic film that became the titular track became one of the most instant Christmas success songs of all time, which would be the 1954 classic Irving Berlin's White Christmas, starring Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. No, that's the Drifters. Correct. White Christmas, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye.
Is that not White Christmas?
It's a version of it, but it's not Bing Crosby's version. All right, you son of a bitch. Myself. White Christmas is going to be my final pick.
Fantastic.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Great final pick.
Thank you. It is
a little worse for wear, but
a movie that my grandmother loves. My mother loves it. It got passed down to me. We watched it just the other night. Just a goddamn good movie.
Well, why don't we go through in our original draft order, starting with Randy? And I want to know, read us your full squad now that you've drafted a full 5-0. Give us your favorite and then any honorable mentions you had on your draft board.
All right. Well, we've got A Muppet Family Christmas at the top, followed by The Crowd Pleasing Elf, a quirky personal fave in Ernest Saves Christmas. And then we're going to keep the adults entertained with Scrooged and Die Hard. We will laugh. We will cry. We will kick some ass. It's going to be a really great time for the entire family. I cannot believe how many great films are left over. You know, the one I was really eyeing, like I mentioned earlier, was A Christmas Story. 24 hours of this movie on TBS or whatever every single year. It was on in my house all day. I didn't watch it for the full 24 hours, but those key scenes I saw just a zillion times. Charlie Brown Christmas was certainly on my list as well. I hadn't watched that one in a while, but I just love Lucy's rampant capitalism, the beautiful sound of cold, hard cash, the beautiful sound of plinking nickel. That's a fun movie, and I love that they find a little gentle landing pad for it at the end.
After all those booby traps, that's a solid 5.
Yeah, I mean, you got fucked, man.
It really is. It really is. It's a nice, well-rounded list. You've got some comedy. You've got the action. You've got the sentimental. You've got the family stuff. It's a very nice, well-rounded list.
Oh, you know, I never said, but the one I'm going to take, if I can only take one, it's going to be The Muppet Family Christmas, because that is just Christmas. And one tight little ball for me. It's not Christmas until I've watched it. So
there you go.
Lovely. All right. It's on to me. I guess. All right. From my 5th pick back, I got Jingle All the Way. Modern classic with the Arnold. A true classic. AJ, I also didn't want to call it Claymation or Woodmation. I wasn't sure what the method was of capture at the time. But Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, starring my animated doppelganger. Romantic comedy classic, The Holiday. Bill, you got to watch this movie because Jack Black's character, for some reason, is like a wicked big fan of cinema. And there's like this little celebration, this like love letter to old Hollywood that's included in the film. Okay. You got to watch it.
Okay.
Home Alone 2, and then Batman Returns. I think if I had to take one away from my list, it's not my number one overall pick. Batman means the most to me. But the holidays are about community. They're about togetherness. And Home Alone 2 is the one that I can share with the family. You can throw it on with anybody in the house. You know, it's a good background. It's good sit down and actually watch. So yeah, my favorite of the five has got to be Home Alone 2. I have so many honorable mentions, but I'll only go through a few of them. I can't believe I didn't pick Frosty the Snowman with my last pick there. Oh, I went Jingle All the Way instead. Burl Ives, giving you the narration and the song. It's really very good. It's iconic. I may have some regrets there, but we'll see. Anybody here seen Noel, a Disney Plus original starring Anna Kendrick? A couple of years old now, but...
Sure have.
Yeah, instant classic, am I right?
It's a good movie. Her and Bill Hader, yeah, it's a great movie.
Bill Hader loves yoga. Great movie.
Sure does.
Kingsley Benadire, before he was just starting to make a name for himself in that one. And then you guys see Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds in their Christmas Carol joint?
Spirited.
Spirited.
Spirited. That
great
almost
music
made the board.
In that one.
It was on the board. It almost made my final pick there. It is good music, despite neither of them being like the strongest singers. But yeah. Bill, it's got all the themes you're looking for. Human kindness, redemption.
All right. I'm going to fire that one up. My sister has been wrecking that to me since it came out, and I keep putting it off. So
yeah, haven't seen it.
It's good. It's a mature watch. It's not for Ben.
Yes, she warned me of that as well, but yes.
Yeah. That probably does it for me. Oh, and Harry Potter. The first Harry Potter movie is a great one.
Oh, yeah, it's a good pick.
No.
Yeah, AJ, don't you watch these in the holiday time frame, the Harry Potters?
That's like an autumnal winter thing for me. Okay. It spans from mid-October through the holidays, but yeah, that's a seasonal thing. It's an ambiance.
It has
thing.
Its own quarter, really.
Yeah, fiscal quarter. It's fiscal quarter, yeah.
All right, so for me, I landed on Home Alone, How the Grinch Stole Christmas original, Holdovers, Christmas Toy, and Rudolph. Feel pretty good about it. If I had to take one, it's Home Alone, obviously. That's the be-all, end-all for me. So that's an easy pick. My only other things I had listed... a couple of them got taken. So all I had left were like the if I had to, the Hebrew Hammer being like the number one I wanted on there somehow. But I do really love that movie. It's on Peacock right now if anyone wants to check it out for a Hanukkah movie. There's also a lot of Christmas in it. Andy Dick plays Santa Claus, etc. But just a very funny movie from 2003. And then I had a couple that were like borderline Christmas movies that I thought about throwing in there. Ed Scissorhands, 2019's Little Women. Nick Cage, The Family Man. So like, I had a couple other like things if I had to, I could dip into. But luckily, I got most of what I wanted, and I feel good.
Family Man, brutally sad.
Yeah, it's not like a real feel-good type of thing.
Yeah,
probably why I didn't pick it. All right, AJ, on to you.
All right, I have National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Muppet Christmas Carol, The Santa Claus, It's a Wonderful Life, and White Christmas. I feel very good. Very confident with my picks. I didn't do it alone, having the fourth. Randy did a lot of the heavy lifting for
yeah,
me
I would
and
say
ate a lot of brutal. Shit so I could run. So thank you. If I do win, I will share the trophy with you. There was still a couple honorable mentions. So the way I split up my board is I had 1 through 5 rounds where I think things would go. As you saw at the end, I got douched on a lot of them. I also had a separate bucket of movies that are Christmas movies, but people won't or argue that they won't be Christmas movies. So like I had Die Hard, I had Gremlins, I had Trading Places on there. And then I also had, it's actually a Thanksgiving movie, but Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with John Candy and Steve Martin was one that I could
Great
try
one.
To fit in if I really wanted to fight for it, but I feel like I didn't have to. Polar Express was left on the table. Shitty movie, but people love it. Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, nobody picked either Miracle on 34th Street,
no,
which is surprising
to me. The newer one, I think, is better than the older one. Then you have like weird ones like Edward Scissorhands and stuff like that. But ones, I mean, as you can see, I love Christmas movies. Four Christmases with Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn was left on the table as a rom-com. That was pretty good. And then... Klaus, the Netflix animated movie from 2019 with Jason Schwartzman and J.K. Simmons, is truly like a fantastic animated movie that deserves more recognition than it probably does. But if I had to keep one, Craig, roundabout way to get there, it's fucking Tim Allen's A Santa Claus, man. Like
yeah.
that movie
you
is just...
That.
we talk about it on the pod, Bill, a lot, but like one of our pet peeves is people that write for the current year and the current time rather than writing for timeless either humor or timeless just like writing, just good writing. The way the Santa Claus is written, the humor still works in 1994 or five as it does today. It is truly timeless. Tim Allen, as much as he's kind of gone off the rails, the dude could act, he could deliver, but he was a comedic genius in the way he delivered lines. And it's just a really good goddamn movie.
Craig, were there, what booby traps did we sidestep?
Oh, you had to wait until I fucking just closed the tab, didn't you, you son of a bitch?
I gotta know.
There had to be most of them, dude.
So we cleared 10 booby traps.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
AJ, you just mentioned basically all of the remaining ones. Original Miracle on 34th Street was a nail through your foot. Bad Santa was shot in the face with a BB gun.
Yeah.
Polar Express was stepping on Christmas ornaments with your bare feet. How the Grinch Stole Christmas was swinging into a brick wall. And Edward Scissorhands was something also, but I think I deleted the text by accident.
That was the Jim Carrey one? That would have been the booby trap one?
Correct. 2000.
That's appropriate.
It was on my list.
You were toying with picking Bad Santa with your last pick, AJ. I really wanted to bang you again, but...
I had that as a third round pick.
I thought you were going to zig. That wraps up our Should I Go See It in Media Lit Holiday Extravaganza Christmas Movie Draft. Thank you to Randy and Chris from the Media Lit podcast. You can go give them a follow on Instagram at media.lit.pod. And thank you to AJ and Bill George from the Should I Go See It podcast. You can follow them, us, at Should I Go See It. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. And we'll see you out there. Ho, ho, ho.